Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Gop Gopinath Sham Kunradha Kundigiri Govardhan ki jai. Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Pradip Dham ki jai. Jagannath Puri ki jai. Gangamayi ki jai. Jamanamayi ki jai. Tulsi Devi ki jai. Bhakti Devi ki jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna. Am I right that this isn't loud enough? We have to turn the sound up. We have to turn the sound up. Oh, sound wala. Up, up, up. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's on. Hare, it's dead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. And if you do that, then the sound check isn't going to work. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. No power. Are you telling me I have no power? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Anyway, there are two verses today, 6 and 7. Maybe somebody wants this section of the Bhagavatam to go by more quickly. So they've given two verses. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Atma Jaya Sutagara Pashu Javana Bandhushu Rutta Mula Hridaya Atmanam Bahumanyate Atma Body Jaya Wife Sutta, children. Agara, home. Pashu, animals. Javana, wealth. Bandhushu, in friends. Niruddhamula, deep rooted. Hridaya, his heart. Atmanam, himself. Bahu, highly. Manyate, he thinks. Such satisfaction with one's standard of living is due to deep-rooted attraction for body, wife, home, children, animals, wealth, and friends. In such association, the conditioned soul thinks himself quite perfect. Purport. This so-called perfection of human life is a concoction. Therefore, it is said that the materialist, however materially qualified he may be, is worthless because he is hovering on the mental plane, which will drag him again to the material existence of temporary life. One who acts on the mental plane cannot get promotion to the spiritual. Such a person is always sure to glide down again to material life. In the association of so-called society, friendship, and love, The conditioned soul appears completely satisfied. Om Jnana Timiram Tasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Minitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhisham Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Vayam Rupa Padamaikyam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Chata Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sadhim Sadvaitam Sadhutam Krishna Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindho, Dina Vandho, Vyakthate, Gokesha, Gopika, Kanta, Radha, Kanta, Namaste. Tata, Kanshya, Gulangi, Radhe, Vrinda, Neshri, Krishna, Pashu Javina Bandhushu Nirutamula Hridaya Atmanam Bahu Manyate. Yesterday we were hearing about the covering potency of Maya, by which the living entity, in however miserable a circumstance, thinks, this is all right, or this is nice. This is the covering potency of Maya. How does it work? Niruttamula Hridaya. His heart has deep-rooted attachments. Niruttamula. Mula means root. Deeply rooted attachments. What is that? The first one is this body. Naturally, we're attached to the body. The soul has no connection with the body, but by illusion, we're thinking, I'm this body, and we're very much attached to the satisfaction of the body, to our image of the body. And in relationship to this body, Jaya. Jaya means wife. When the atag griya kshetra sutapta vittara, what is that? Pumsa sriya maitini bhavameta teorita kriya grantham. How is this root so deep? Kriya grantham, there's a tight knot which is fastened by sex life. When the connection that takes place between man and woman, the attachment becomes very strong and deep-rooted. Subirudhamudha. Then one thinks, in terms of this body, then the body of the wife, then bodies of the children, sutta, this is my son, this is my daughter, and agara, this is my house. And Pashu, This is my dog. Previously, these are my cows, these are my elephants. Now, this is my dog. But he's very much attached to his dog. Because I saw some figures recently, how much people spend on their dogs. Dog food, veterinarian bills, grooming. And they won't, that's an expense they can't cut even in the recession. My dog. Deep attachment to the dog. At least somebody loves me. And bandhushu, friends. So in relationship to the body, all of these attachments, my friends, my wife, my home, my children, my pets. Janasya mohoyam aham maniti. In this way one becomes bewildered. I'm this body, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. Atmanam bahumanyate. Bahumanyate literally means he thinks a lot of himself. Manyate means thinking, and bahu, lots. He thinks a lot of himself. I'm the husband of such and such. I'm the owner of this house. I'm the master of this dog. I'm this body. And his thinking is, what are my good qualities? Well, this, and this, and this, and this. If he's a garbage man, he's thinking, yes, I do a good job. So he's so much attached to these material things. And the result is that he has no good qualities. Parava bhaktasya. Because he's missing the point of life. He's missing Krishna. So, parava bhaktasya. Kuto mahan guna. What good qualities does he have? In miserable, attached fool. I'm this body, this is my country, this is my wife, these is my children, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. This is my what I do for living, this is what I do for happiness. All about his bewilderment under the covering potency of the Lord, by which he forgets who he is, forgets his purpose of life, and keeps himself busy in something meager, paltry, insignificant, based on this body which is meant to be eaten by the dogs or vultures or worms or burnt to ashes. That's his point of attention. Or he's working for the welfare of other bodies that are also meant to be burnt by fire or eaten by the vultures or worms. I'm working for the benefit of others. He doesn't know who the others are, but he's very busy working for them, as if the body were the self. In this way, he's bewildered by mine. Sandahyamana Sarvanga Esham Udvahana Adhina Karoti Aviratam Mutho Duritani Durashayaha Sandahyamana Sarvanga Esham Udvahanant Nadhina Rocha Viratam Mudho Duritani Durashayaha Sandahyamana Sarvanga Yesham Udvahanad Hina
Yesham Udvahanad Hina
Rocha Viratam Mutho
Rocha Viratam Mutho
Duritani Durashayaha
Duritani Durashayaha. Always burning with anxiety, such a fool always performs all kinds of mischievous activities with a hope which is never to be fulfilled in order to maintain his so-called family and society. Purport. It is said that it is easier to maintain a great empire than to maintain a small family. Especially in these days, when the influence of Kali Yuga is so strong that everyone is harassed and full of anxieties because of accepting the false presentation of Maya's family. The family we maintain is created by Maya. It is the perverted reflection of the family in Krishna Loka. In Krishna Loka, there are also family, friends, society, father and mother, everything is there, but they are eternal. Here, as we change bodies, our family relationships also change. Sometimes we're in a family of human beings, sometimes in a family of demigods, sometimes a family of cats, or sometimes a family of dogs. Family, society, and friendship are flickering. And so they are called asat. It is said that as long as we are attached to this asat, temporary, non-existing society and family, we are always full of anxieties. The materialists do not know that the family, society, and friendship here in the material world are only shadows, and thus they become attached. Naturally, their hearts are always burning, but in spite of all inconvenience, they still work to maintain such false families because they have no information of the real family association with Krishna.
Udvahanadhina. Udvahana means maintaining or carrying a burden, is really what it means.
They're carrying this heavy burden of maintaining a family, adhina, with anxiety, sandakyamana sarvanga. They're practically feverish with anxiety. What to do? What to do? Everyone's job is being cut. What about my job? What about the rent? What about the credit card bills? What about the doctor bills? What about? What about? So many anxieties. Sada samud vigna dhyan asatraha. Prahlad Maharaj told his father, this is the situation of the materialistic person. Sada samud vigna dhyan. He's always in anxiety. Udvigna means disturbed. Samudvigna, thoroughly disturbed. Always in anxiety. The mind is not peaceful. Sada samudvigna dhyan. Why? Asangrahat. Because he's trying to hold on to something, to grasp something which doesn't exist. Asat means it's not there. It's not real. Like a dream. He's trying to hold on to a dream. And it's not possible. Or asad means temporary, that which comes and goes. So he's trying to hold on to something which can't be held on to, which is coming and going like that. Sada samudvigna dhyan asatgraha. He's grasping, trying to hold on to something which is asad, something which he imagines to have no relationship with Krishna. He doesn't even imagine that it has no relationship with Krishna. He doesn't even get that it might have some relationship with Krishna. He's imagining that it's his. It is my house, my wife, my family, my dog, my society, my country, my rights. He's imagining all this, but he can't hold on to it. And he's struggling to keep it together, to hold on to it, to make something of it, to make something of himself, to have security and happiness. But it's not possible. Durasha. Asha means hopes, aspirations. He's hoping. It's not possible. Durasha. Hoping against hope. A hope which is never to be fulfilled. The hope of success in this material world. The material world is a place that must be failure. If you're a failure, you're a failure. And if you're a success, you're a failure. That's the material world. Oh, he's hoping for something impossible. It's an illusion. And he's so covered by Maya that he doesn't know that he's covered by Maya. He's thinking, my wife loves me, my dog loves me, I still have this, I still have that, I have my home to return to. He's thinking, I have this body, and these are my people, my friends, my family members. But he's forgetting who he is. He's forgetting that he's part of Krishna.
He's forgetting why he's here, what the opportunity is of the human form of life. Either he's forgetting or he doesn't have a clue. Therefore, unfortunate. Mudha just means a fool. He's just a fool. Duritani, and he's performing nasty activities for his dreams. Niruddhamulahridaya, because he's so attached. Deep-rooted attachments to that which doesn't exist. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Ashrattamena suviruddhamulam asangashastrena pritena chitta. These roots are like the roots of a banyan tree, going up, going down, coming this way, coming that way. So many roots this way and that way. Suviruddha, deeply rooted, seeing a banyan tree rooted, goes, just grabs onto whatever it is and can crush a wall. It's so tight. Suviruddhamula. Krishna says one has to cut oneself off from that tree, asanga shastrena, by the weapon of asanga, detachment. Asanga shastrena dritena, determined detachment. Chitva, one has to cut. I'm not this body, this is not my family, this is not my country, this is not my house, this is not my this, that. Maya's family is not my family. Maya's house is not my house. Maya's business is not my business. I'm servant of Krishna, and my business is to be engaged in Krishna's service, that's all. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's purpose, to teach vairagya. Raga means attachment. Vairagya, detachment. How is it possible to be detached? Vidya, my knowledge. What am I attached to? This rubbish. Not rubbish, worse than rubbish. I'm attached to something which is causing me misery. What kind of fool am I? Vairagya vidya. And how will I get that kind of clear knowledge? Nija bhakti yoga. By devotional service. By devotional service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One gets knowledge of detachment. Janayati ashu vairagyam janayati gyanam chayadvaita. But that means bhakti yoga bhagavati. One has to seriously perform devotional service. Not by casual devotional service. Because it's suviruddhamulam. Just like they're banging down all that stuff over there in the fountain area. But they can't go over there with little hammers and sticks and bang that down. Yeah, it's big hammers and serious work. So suviruddhamulam. To get free from this kind of deep entanglement. Atma, Jaya, Sutagara, Pashu, home, family, wife, children, such deep attachments, it requires serious devotional service. By serious devotional service, then detachment. What am I attached to? His mind will be fixed on Krishna. And so even if he's officially connected with his body or with family, country. That's official. That's external. His real life is with Krishna. And that is wanted. Otherwise, our human life is a failure. Otherwise, the human life ends in failure. I remain attached to all of these things. Therefore, the whole training from the very beginning, brahmacharya life, detachment. Tapasa, brahmacharya, detachment and cultivation of knowledge, training in devotional service. But he won't become entangled in this maya. And if he marries, then under regulative principles, grihastha, ashram, simply for service, not for sense gratification. I was reading yesterday, Guru Maharaj, he was married, and he was king of the world, and he never spent a farthing for sense gratification. Never spent a farthing for sense gratification. Spent the whole treasury for yajna, for charity, and for sense gratification, not a farthing. So brahmachari life, detached householder life. Then vanaprastha life, that I'm not going to sit in this home with this wife and family and dog for the rest of my life and die like the dog and become a woman in my next life. That's not what this life is for. Detaches himself. Vanaprastha means Vanam Gatoyat Hanimashreet, to take shelter of Krishna. Gradually becoming detached, more detached, more detached. Sannyas, completely detached. Completely detached from Maya, completely attached to Krishna. That's the purpose. Not maintaining comfortable illusion until one finally dies and is sent to the next round of religion. That's not what we're here for. Our business is to become attached to Krishna, be fully engaged in Krishna's service, get a spiritual body, and join Krishna's family and live there forever in devotional service to Krishna. That's our business. Hare Krishna. Yes. You have to be loud, loud. Priya Bhattamardanga Prabhu gave a Bhagavad Gita class. There's attachment, which we know about, and then there's detachment, artificial dry renunciation.
And non-attachment, he says, active renunciation.
Active renunciation. Yes, that's described by Srila Rupa Goswami. Anasaktasya vishayan yutarvam priyam. Anasaktasya vishayan. Non-attached means not attached to sense gratification. Dhruva Maharaj was married, but he wasn't attached to sense gratification. He was attached to Krishna. That's detached. Anusaptasya vishaya. Yatarvam upayamita. He uses everything in relationship to Krishna. But he's not thinking this is for my enjoyment. It's simply to be used. This microphone is here. It's not for my enjoyment. It's simply for Krishna's service. It's not useless. It's not a material thing. Throw it out the window. No. But it's not for my sense gratification. It's for Krishna's service. Everything is like that. Everything is for Krishna's service. Yes?
Maharaj, could you explain how it's easier to maintain a nation than it is to maintain a family?
Could I explain how it's easier to maintain a nation than a family? Any of my grihastha godbrothers can explain.
But a nation is a group of families.
Nation's a group of families.
An empire of a nation.
Excuse me?
The verse says an empire.
An empire, yeah, not just a nation, but an empire.
Means you control all the
nation. Easier to control. Yeah, but first you have to get an empire. So it's easier to get into the trouble of family life than the trouble of having... Most of us don't have to worry, what will I do about this empire? How will I manage this empire? Very hard to acquire an empire. If you can acquire one, you could probably manage it. But any unqualified, bewildered fool can enter family life. To take sannyas, you have to get a certificate from your wife to let you do it. But to get married on that, you can do it any day of the week. The only qualification is that you be sufficiently bewildered about what you're getting into. And then once you're there, you have to worry about how to manage. Yeah, if you have an empire, then you've got various assistants. And really, when you're those empire guys, they have some sort of super karma. You get these people who are enormously qualified, enormously capable, and they can actually run a kingdom, an empire. Just some people have tremendously fantastic karma, and they can run an empire. Alexander the Great. Possible. But family life, anybody and everybody gets into that. And then once you're there, what to do, what to do, what to do. And why is it so difficult to run, more difficult to run a family than an empire? Because the guys who are running the empires are stealing all the money from your family. They are experts. They figured out how to pick everybody else's pocket. So you have to work like a dog and be always in anxiety while they're lining their pockets and living on their estates and yachts and what have you. That's another reason it's more difficult to run a family. How much more easier would it be to run a family if taxes were like 2% or 10%? Or 20%. Inheritance tax, 80%. You can't just inherit something. It's not just that your mother or father can leave you money. They can leave it to you. But the government comes first and says, my share, and then the rest is for you. Kadamakana Maharaj, well, 80, I was hearing in Holland, 80-90%, right? 70%. I exaggerated. It's only 70%. Oh, we're all on holiday, guys. Move her someplace else. It's impossible. They're making it more and more. It used to be you could squeeze off someplace, but now you know you've got a biometric passport. You can't go anywhere without one government telling the other government, hey, you know, this guy is trying to cheat you of his 70%, and we're watching him for you the way you're watching them for us, right? Thieves working together. It's called networking. Yes. Excuse me?
Who is suffering in this material world, and who is best doing the karma?
Who is suffering in this material world, and
who is
doing the karma?
And we have heard that spiritual entity is caged in this material body.
The spiritual entity is encaged in the material body.
This material body is totally dead.
The material body is?
It's dead.
It's dead, it's just matter.
But dead matter cannot do anything.
Dead matter cannot do anything, except when there's spirit associated with it. So the spirit soul associates with this body on account of his desires. On account of his desires, he gets a particular body, and the body performs certain activities practically by nature's arrangement, and he's responsible. Why? because he volunteered, I want to be associated with this body. You volunteered. It's like when you volunteered to buy a house. You buy the house, and you buy the debt on the house. You can't just say, I'll take the house. No, you have to pay the debt. And if anyone trips and falls on the grounds of the house, you have to pay for that. You're responsible. You can't just say, I'm going to take this body and enjoy it. And let somebody else get the karma. Nature will take care of itself. And I will. If you're associated with this body, you're associated with the enjoyment, you're associated with the suffering. Therefore, a sangha, if you disassociate yourself from this body, well, you're not associated with the happiness anymore, but what kind of happiness was it? But you're not associated with the suffering. And if you associate yourself with Krishna, you become associated with the reservoir of happiness. Another question? Yes?
What is just the thought of the empire and family thing? Is it possible that the family, both the husband and wife and children, have to cooperate and get each other's permission to do things?
Is it in the family, the husband and wife and children have to cooperate and get permission from one another to do things? There's not unbending submission. No, there's not.
So like the empire...
But empires are not so easy either. It's not that an empire... the family life is really complicated. Empires are just enjoyment. If you're the emperor... The emperor also has to... Even Indra, he has problems. Comparatively, we say, family life is so difficult. But an empire just means a big burden, that's all. Also there. You may be very competent, you may be stealing from all the vassals. But finally, your empire is going to be finished also. And even before your empire is finished, you're going to be finished. Plus, you have to maintain the empire and your small family. Or a big family. So you still have that problem also. The kings who were released by Krishna, they said that when we were big kings, then all the people were bowing down before us, but when we want sense gratification, we have to go into the inner chambers of our palace and fall at the feet of our wives. So these are the big kings of the world. Everyone is a servant of his senses. Yes. Oh, we have these, yes. Why is it that we grihasthas, although knowing the principles of Krishna consciousness, fail to put Krishna in the center of our life and often become attached to the asad? Asad lives? Asad something. What to do and how to be steady in devotional service when you are surrounded by your wife, kids, business, etc.? Therefore, one has to be very serious about Krishna consciousness. Family life is not easy. That I'll just... it's kind of like all the benefits of brahmacharya life plus sense gratification. It's a very serious challenge. And therefore, one has to be very seriously engaged in Krishna's service. The principles, it's not that I can skip the things that grihasthas are supposed to do and still make it. That all the kind of unhappy restrictions and rules, I can the prescriptions, I can put those all aside because those are less important. The real important thing is being responsible, maintaining my family, having a happy life, blah, 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 blah. The brahmacharya training is there because the grahastha has to do those things. He has to get up early in the morning. He has to worship the deity. He has to chant 16 rounds. He has to follow four regular principles. He has to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. If he doesn't do these things, he'll be swallowed up. Because as stated, he was surrounded by his wife, his family, his business, his this, that. If he's weak in his spiritual life, how is he going to get anywhere? Therefore, the grahasthas have to very seriously practice Krishna consciousness. They have to give charity. Why? Because if you're giving charity, your money is being purified, your consciousness is being purified, and your enjoyment is being cut down also because you have less money to get it with. That's good. And finally, at a certain point, well, it's a problem, how to stay steady when you're surrounded by your wife, by your children, by your job. At a certain point, however successful you've been at it, 20%, 30%, 80%, 90%, 95% successful in balancing that whole constellation of family, home, wife, children, and Krishna consciousness, at a certain stage, ditch it. At a certain stage, just ditch it. You probably haven't reached 95 to 99% anyway. Maybe it's 20, maybe it's 80, whatever it is, ditch it. One must. One must. The problem is that again and again and again in the stream of Bhagavatam, you reach a certain point, however far you've gone in your family life, it's over. Ditch it. Leave. Go. Don't worry about how I'm going to balance it, how I'm going to be steady in family life. Do that up to a certain point, do your best, and then at a certain point, next stage, ditch it. Because family life is by nature entangling. How am I going to think that I'm not this body when my establishment is in relationship to this body? I'll do that to a certain extent, but if I really want to cut it off entirely and go back to Godhead, then I should ditch household life. I should bail out. I should leave. I should go. I should abandon it. I should be somewhere else. One should not stay in family life for all one's days. Imperatively, one should. Yes?
What if the wife and children are pure devotees?
What if the wife and children are pure devotees? Then it will be easier for everyone. Karta means his wife was the daughter of Swayambhu Manu and his son was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He left home. Even after hearing so much, the attachment for this body, family, etc. is not going. What is lacking on my part? It's really the same question, isn't it?
The ontological question.
The ontological question. Even grihastha or not grihastha, after hearing, we remain attached. Even if you don't have a wife and children and dog and a home, you've got something and still you're thinking, this is mine. This is my jhana.
practice very seriously, hearing and chanting. Sadhu Sangha Krishna Seva Bhagavatamam Prajivas. These things.
The Srimad Bhagavatam often condemns family life. Of course, non-Krishna conscious family life. But Srila Prabhupada always encouraged Krishna conscious family life. But Maharaj, in either case, attachment takes place and eventually illusion. So how to scale that attachment? Prabhupada always encouraged Krishna conscious family life. Let's rephrase that. Srila Prabhupada always encouraged that family life be Krishna conscious. There is a difference. Srila Prabhupada didn't encourage everyone, you all enter family life and be Krishna conscious. What he encouraged is, if you're in family life, then make your family life Krishna conscious, otherwise it's a total lost cause. Not that Prabhupada's encouraging, family life, family life, family life. But as long as you're in family life, for those few years that you're in family life, be Krishna conscious. Be Krishna conscious. The electric system is run by grihasthas. Well, we can stop here. No. There's a lot of people who have to go for various reasons, so we'll let them go. Oh.
I can do that. I can. Those who have to go can go, and the rest of us can go for another hour or two. Well, I basically said what I wanted to say. Anyone who hasn't gotten it by now probably isn't going to get it. Isn't it better for children to
grow up with two loving parents?
With two loving parents? No. Brahmacharya Gurukule Asantanta Gurorita. It's better for a child to grow up having two loving parents who send him to Gurukul. That's what Prahlad Maharaj says. That's what Prabhupada said. It's not better for the child to grow up in the loving association of his parents who coddle him and puff him up about how good he is. Girls, it's better for them to grow up with two loving parents and then be handed over to a responsible husband and then to be cared for by responsible sons. And for girls, there's a different career track. Right? Pashtun boys, Brahmacharya Gurukula Eva Santa. That's the recommendation. Lover.
In the case that a devotee, a grihastha devotee has daughters, he shouldn't take sannyas until the daughters are married.
In case a grihastha has daughters, he shouldn't take sannyas until the daughters are married. Or looking at another way, he should get his daughters married so that he can take sannyas. Or looking at it another way, Srila Prabhupada, even without having his daughter married, took sannyas. We were reading the other day, Dhruva Maharaj, his father, before Dhruva Maharaj got married after he inherited the kingdom. That means his father left the kingdom and left it to Dhruva Maharaj to sort out getting married. Now, Indian family life, I have to get my son and settle up. But he just took it. There's higher priorities in life than getting my children married. He took sannyas and went out to the forest. So it's a responsibility the grihastha should see to getting, father especially, see to getting his daughters married. But that's not the whole purpose of life. Also, there are two interests that coincide here.
The interest of getting your daughters married and being free for detachment from family life, and the interest in getting daughters married young so that they don't have to struggle with man-hunting and dating and exploitation and all of that.
So two interests coincide. For the girls, the daughter's, 22 and the father's thinking, I think my daughter's grown up, I should start thinking about her marriage too late.
The
law is 18, that's all right. The law is 18 and sex begins at 16, or 15, or 14. So matches can be made before formal legal government marriage. That's not an obstacle. Main thing is the father has to be awake. At 16, 17, little Krishnadasi isn't a kid anymore. So the father has to be awake. Yes?
Do also the women have the chance to detach from family life?
Do women have the chance to become detached from family life? They have the chance to become attached to Krishna. Women are generally not meant for becoming detached from family life. They should be within the context of family life, either father or husband or grown children. But detached means inwardly detached. You see, in India, so many elderly ladies, they're living with their sons, and their business is money. They're busy in the service of Krishna, in the service of the deity, Hare Krishna. I'm not busy in social affairs and all of that. I mean, they are sometimes, but those who are serious, they're busy. Yes.
Maharaj, how can we apply this in this movement? Because in our movement, there are so many single ladies that they have been abandoned in one way or another.
How do we apply this in our movement? Take all the money collected for food for life and spend it on taking care of the devotees first. Charity begins at home. That's my simple financial formula for solving all of this whole problem. Take all the money that you save, that you collect for taking care of the victims of tsunamis, earthquakes, blah, 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 blah. And instead of collecting for that purpose and spending for that purpose, give your charity at home for the devotees.
girls to be married off early or educated at home, rather to be educated in schools just like the boys.
Do I have any comments? You just made a comment. Trends are one thing, what the majority do, statistics. But we see sometimes that responsible parents get their daughters married very nicely at a young age and they're happy. There are many such examples. The daughter is fixed up and happy and things are going on. I can name, right away several of my godbrothers have gotten their daughters married to nice responsible boys at a young age and they're fixed up. Doesn't require. It doesn't matter. But well, statistics are going this way, so I have to go this way. We follow Bhagavan, not statistics. Yes.
The Rama passes is it recommended for suitors also?
Is grihastha life?
The vanaprastha.
Vanaprastha life.
Recommended for suitors?
Is it recommended for shudras? Vanaprastha life, is it recommended for shudras? We see that it's not. We hear that there is only one ashram for the shudras, the grihastha life. But we're not meant to be shudras. I mean, you can take shelter of that and say, well, I know I'm attached to family life, but I'm a shudra anyway. Do we really want to do that? Shudra means one who's in the mode of ignorance. Is that where we want to be?
Most of us are shudras by occupation.
Most of us are shudras by occupation. But all of us are supposed to be Vaishnavas by occupation. This shudra is superficial. Vaishnava is not a shudra. He may superficially appear to be a shudra. Working in some circumstance. But he's not supposed to be shudra, actually. The real occupation is that he's servant of Krishna. And with the service of Krishna, he can put aside so many other things.
Then
Mahaprasa
is also superficial?
Mahaprasa is also superficial? Yeah, it's also superficial. The real thing is that he's servant of Krishna. But the order of the spiritual master is not superficial. Srila Prabhupada is instructing us so many times. There's not practically a challenge to find a single book where Srila Prabhupada doesn't talk about leaving home at the mature age. And he said that books are not for just selling, they're for my disciples, they're for you. But that's not superficial. Srila Prabhupada is not. Bhagavad Gita is not superficial. Yes. Can we feel hopeful that some second generation devotees
who take a detour,
who take a detour,
that their foundation and Krishna consciousness after they inevitably get tossed around by material?
Yeah, we can feel a little hope springs eternal. Some will and some won't. Some will go on a long detour, lasting a lifetime and come back next lifetime. But some, they'll go, experiment with the material world, they'll get burned, and they'll come back. But the stronger their foundation, the more likely they are to come back. I was with one of our, at that time, younger Gurukuli students, or one young man who had been in the Gurukul, and we were visiting some place where there was a school. And the school was sort of the alternative to a serious Krishna conscious school. It was, think about your education and your future and your career and all of that. And, KC might. And his comment was, these kids are getting cheated. He said, whatever it was you did to us, We can't get Krishna out of our hearts. He's stuck in there. We can't give him up. Except for these kids, it'll be easy. So if you want to cheat your kids and cheat yourself, then go light on Krishna consciousness so that they'll have a good material life and at the end come back again for another material life. But if you are serious, then train it nicely, Krishna consciousness, so that if all goes ideally, they'll just stick to it straight line. And if all goes less than ideally, they'll take a detour and then say, well, it's a detour, and they'll come back. And we've seen that's happened, that they're young people, they sort of don't get it, and they do get it. I mean, most of those of us who joined Prabhupada, we didn't get it to begin with. We didn't even have it to start out with, and somehow or other we became attracted. So what to speak of those who are naturally trained and inclined to Krishna consciousness, and given the right opportunity, the right association, we can blame us. Okay. Shall we say last question?
Oh, I got this one.
Are you saying we cannot go back to Godhead if we are grihastha?
No, I'm saying it's tough.
You can, but it's tough. And that's what my grihastha friends tell me. The grihastha life is tough. So yes, you can go back to Godhead, but one should not remain. What I am saying is, don't stay a grihastha.
Yes, if you stay a grihastha your whole life because you're just too attached to your family, you will not go back to God. If you stay attached to your family your whole life just because of your weakness of heart, how are you going to go back to God?
What? Home is where the heart is. If your heart is at home in the material world, then you come back for another such home. And if your home is with Krishna, then go back to Krishna. It's where our attachment is. It's not just, oh, I'm a grihastha, I can't go back to Godhead. But if you're attached to the enjoyment of grihastha life, no, you won't go back to Godhead and become a grihastha again. And if you're attached to Krishna, or if you're a sannyasi and you're attached to material enjoyment, you can't go back to Godhead without being attached to Krishna. That's the principle. Okay, I think we can end here. Thank you all very much for all the words.